Okay, today is Daf Mi'ilo Daf Tes Vav. I'd like to speak about the sugya of if you can be mitzaref a chatzi shir achila with a chatzi shir of shesia of liquid in order to be required to make a bracha acharona a bari nefashos. In other words, we have a halacha: if a person eats before the bracha we show you, when a person eats a piece of food, no matter how small the food he eats, he plans to eat, it does not matter, you must make a bracha. Whatever the food is, whether it's a hamotzi, whether it's a zono, shirakol, boypor eats, for kiyodama, if a person is not allowed to derive pleasure from this world without making a bracha rishayim, that is a given. But there's another halacha that after you finish eating, you have to make a bracha acharona, a bari nefashos, an al hamichya, Birchas Hamazon, so on and so forth. But you only make a bracha achrona if you have consumed the requisite shiur. What is the requisite shiur? For foods, for solids, it's generally a kazayis, the size of an olive. How much food? It's about the amount of food you can fit into a schnapps cup. And the amount of food you can compress into a little schnapps cup, that's about what the shiur of a kazayis is. How much liquid was how much liquid is the minimum shear of liquid to be chayiv in a bracha acharona? A revius. What's a revius? About 3 ounces, 4 ounces, 3-4 ounces, 5 ounces. Somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces is the shear of liquid one is required to consume in order to be obligated to make a bracha acharona. Of course, you have to drink that amount of liquid within 2 to 9 minutes. That's why when a person drinks a hot cup of coffee, hot cup of tea, and if you drink less than, let's say, 5 ounces within 2 minutes, you don't make a bracha acharona. So it's very weird. Most people do not make a bracha acharona when they drink a hot cup of coffee. But if you drink liquid, you drink a cup of juice, cup of soda, whatever you drink, so then you have to make a bracha acharona. Here's the question. The person has in front of him a chatzi zayis of food and a chatzi revius, less than the shear of a revius, and he makes the bracha rishon, of course, on the to the both of shahakal, makes one bracha, and he eats the chatzi zayis of food, solids, and he drinks a chatzi revius. Do we say that the two halves combine to a shear? You now have the requisite shear to make the bracha acharon. So this halach is not explicit in Shulchan Aruch, not that I'm aware of, maybe I didn't go through the sugya in much detail, but let me just read what I gained, because the makor for this sugya, this question, is today's daf. Would you believe in the middle of nowhere? I mean, not nowhere, Mesechta Me'ilah, Kachim, something which is not very commonly learned in the Olam HaYeshivas, the only daf you only learn in Mesechta Me'ilah, middle of Me'ilah, okay, in the Shivas, I learn Kachim, I learn Me'ilah, but in the middle of Me'ilah, daf, Tes, Vav, Amid Beis, the Mishnah is the Makar to answer this question. Now, I'm not going to give you any clear ideas, but what I want to bring out is there are different types of halachos. There is Nazirus, there is Yom HaKippurim, there is laws of Tumah. I just want to try to bring out an appreciation that of the idea of the Yesodos, that for some areas of halacha we do combine, and some areas of halacha we don't combine. That's so I want to bring out different types of areas of halacha. Some of you would shock. It's always practical, is always very good, because halacha lemaisa we deal with in the bracha achron. That's the most practical case. Halacha lemaisa it happens very often. Ha'oichel pachas mikazayis. It says in the Mechaber, in Simon Reish Yud, Schelik Beza Mishnah, Simon Reish Yud, Ha'ichel Pachas Megazayas, first Sif, Bei Mipas, Bei Misha Oichlem, or the Hashoise Pachas Mirvias, a person drinks less than a Revias, Bei Miyayin, Bei Misha Mashkim, Mevorech Tchila, Barucha Haruyo, La'oysen Hamin, like I explained to you, you're not allowed to derive pleasure from anything, even the smallest amount of food, without making a Barucha Rishayna, Ula Acharav, Einoi mevarech klal. Afterwards, you don't make a bracha at all. You have eaten less than the shear. Okay? All it says. Doesn't say in the Mechaber anything else. What about combining two together. So this the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Shem Magen Avraham. I have over here, it's too big to bring all of Magen Avraham, but it's only a few words. Magen Avraham, so what about Chatzis Shir Achila together with Chatzis Shir Revius? It's Mashma from a Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Kuf Yud that you don't make a brach. They do not combine. Now I have to explain exactly that. But generally, I'm discussing a case where they're separate. You're not mixing the two together. You have not dipped your solid in the liquid. They're separate. You have solid here. You have a drink here. You eat the food, you swallow it. It's consumed. You then take a drink, and you drink the liquid. Separate achila, a separate shasiya. The Magen Avraham says they do not combine. You do not make a bracha acharona. The Magen Avraham says, how do I know this? It comes. This is what's mashma in the Tosfos on Daf Kuftes in Masechta Zvachim. What does the Tosfos in Zvachim and Daf Kuftes say? Go to Masechta Me'ilah Daf Tes Vav and look at the Mishnah and look at the sugya there of Rashi, what Rashi says, and I don't understand what Rashi says, and the end result will be that you don't make a bracha. Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about a half a lip solid and a half a
correct,
liquid.
Correct.
What about, is that any different than a half of a solid and another half of another solid?
That combines. Yes, that does combine.
The whole shaila is correct. Liquid and solid.
Correct. If you eat two different types of food, and two different types of food, but they're both solids,
half and half,
even if they have different brachos. Let's say one is a Bari Pura Eitz, one is a Bari Pura Adama, one is a Shahakal, one is a Bari Pura Adama. It doesn't matter. Being that they have the same shear, they're the same shear achila of a kezayis, they do combine to make a bracha acharona. Which you should know, even that is not so simple, which I'll try to bring out as we go along. But basically, you do make a bracha, but not when it comes to a achila and a shasiya. Now, what is this all about? So let me just go through some of the yisodos. Not anything very, very concrete. It's more abstract what I'm going to try to tell you, but I'm going to bring out the idea. It says in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Tazvav on the base, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olam Mitztarfim Ze'im Ze'. There are five parts of a carbon ola which combine to make up one shear. Now, for what? Oh, there are many parts, there are many things you can do with the carbon ola. L'chatil, he's supposed to bring the ola on the Mizbeach and receive atonement. What's going on here? So let's just see the five parts, and then we'll see Rashi, and then we'll see Tosfos and Masechta Zvachim. Number one, it says, what are the five parts? Number one is Habasa, the meat. Okay, we haven't even described what we're trying to combine them for, but let's just get the things that are meat. Hachelef, the fats. The fat of a carbonola is burnt on the Mizbech together with its meat. The Hasoilas, what's Soilas? Flour? Every mincha is accompanied by minchas nesachim. Every carbon has a mincha and has yayin. But they're really separate. The minchas nesachim is not the carbon itself. That's just a side requirement of the carbon. The hayayin, wine. You pour wine on the mizbeach. How much wine do you pour on the mizbeach? 3 lugin, not a revis. The amount of wine that is poured that accompanies a carbon ola is 3, for an ola that's a keves, a lamb, a sheep, small animal, that's a lot. A revius is a quarter of a log, that's a fourth. So we're dealing over here with 3 lugin, not a quarter of a log. The yayin, the hashemen, oil. Find 5 things. Now obviously meat is a solid. A meat we would assume we're dealing with a shear of a kezayis, we have to figure out what the halacha is. And we're dealing with yayin as a liquid. So forget about putting everything else aside when we take from this list of 5 things of basar and chelim and seilas and yayin. We can note that most of these things are solids, which l'chayah have a shear of a kezayis, and yayin is a liquid which has a different shear. But what are we referring to? Rashi. Hainu mincha, when it says here chelim, seilas is a mincha, haba ima, v'hayayin v'hashem, and here's where Rashi begins to explain, the yayin, and the shemen mitstarfim zeh im zeh bekezayis. Rashi says the shear of a kezayis lechayiv mishamala b'chutz. So Rashi right away tells us a very big chiddush. The discussion of the Mishnah is to be chayiv the halacha of halah b'chutz. If a tourist person takes something which is meant to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes this outside the Beis HaMikdash and offers it on a bama, he's chayiv koris for malah b'chutz. What is the shear of sacred items to be chayiv koris? A kezayis. Here he tells you take a little bit of the yayin, which really is a liquid, which really you should have poured 3 lugin, and you just take a small amount, and you take a little flour, and the volume of these together equals the shear of a kezayis. That's not our topic of what the numbers are. They combine. Number 2, what else do they combine for? Another halacha. Ulechayev mishum pigol v'noiser v'tamei. Oh, eating. It also combines that when the person said mark of the carbon, he had kavan that he's going to offer the carbon chutz lezman, it is chal upon everything that belongs to the carbon that didn't pigle. If a person eats a kezayis from a carbon on which there is a din pigle, he's chayiv karis. So Rashi says that if you take a little bit of the yayin and a little bit of the basar, and together they add up to the shear of a kezayis, chayiv karis for eating pigle and for eating noser, eating tomei, and ilanami. Another halacha, mi'ila, that's the topic of this masechta. Obviously, the person derives benefit, there's a minimum shear. The only chayiv is to derive personal benefit from the amount of food that is the size of a kezayis. If the benefit you derive is a combination of these 3 things together, also chayiv. Now, then he goes, v'yavagav, the toleration, nami, kodshem, and then he asks a question, but that's what we need over here for our point, our Gemara. What are we combining these things he gives? I believe 4 examples. No, 5 examples. 5 examples. Number 1, pigle, achila, pigle, noisa v'tame. Number one was male v'chutz. And number 5, mi'ila. 5 different halachas. All of them we combine a liquid with a solid to be chayef for din mila. Okay. Tosfos in the Masechta Zvachim. Daf Kuf test asks on the first part of Taisvis. It really asks on the entire part of Taisvis, but how could a person be chayef being male b'chutz combine yayin with basar? Yayin has the shear of 3 lugin. It's a liquid. The amount of wine you're supposed to pour on the mizbeach is 3 lugin. And basa, the amount of basa that you're supposed to bring, basa normally is a solid, which has a shear of kezayis. How can you combine these 2 together? And also, Taisa says, how can you combine, our question, for eating pigle, noisar, and tomei, a solid with a liquid? They have different shiurim. When it comes to drinking, the shear is a reviz. When it comes to eating, the shear is a kezayis. Basically, the basic question, what's going on here? So Torah says 2 things. First of all, I disagree. The Gemara, Mishnah, Masechta, Mi'ila is not discussing Mala B'chutz. It's only discussing eating. And the case at hand where we combine them together is where you took the solid and you soaked it in the liquid and it's now one mass and you consume it together. That's where you can combine a solid and a liquid. But to have a solid and a liquid separate, so it goes without saying when it comes to being male b'chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash, where there's no such thing as combining together, because when you're male b'chutz, each one is separate, each one in halakha is considered separate, you can't combine the 2 together, each one has different shiurim. Even when it comes to eating, you can't combine. If you have, you eat some basar, and you take a drink of yayin, and it's, which is pigle, because the kavanah was in the entire carbon, even that you can't combine. There, at least, the only way you can have a hechat himsa, where the 2 can combine together, is where you soak the solid in the liquid. So along comes the Magen Avraham, and he says, so based upon Tosfos, clear as day, there's no such thing as combining a liquid with a solid. And even though, and here's the point we're trying to make, and even though over here this sugya is a sugya of eating isur, what are you doing here? You're eating an object which is forbidden. You're not allowed. We'll see the maskana toistan zigmara three cases. Pigol noisatame. Pigol noisatame ul chayve kresos. It's all a matter of eating something which is usur. Here in Shulchan Aruch consideration, we're dealing with eating, with giving a bracha to Hashem. So maybe you'll tell me, when it comes to thank Hashem for His good, He's provided us with sustenance, what's the difference? You thank Hashem, you give Shelech V'Hoidah. If you have consumed so two halves make up one, you take the amount of the liquid, the amount of the liquid will certainly be mashed, and a half of a revius will certainly be mashed on the requisite amount of the chatzis, so combine the two together. Thank Hashem for the good that He's bestowed upon you. So, well, maybe when it comes to kores, eating a dover that's usur, then you can't combine something which has different shi'urim. But when it comes to giving shevach v'yodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food, what difference does it make? You have a shear. You combine two different things together. No, you don't say such a thing. You don't say such things. It's all the same. It's logical. This is a chiddush. This is a very big chiddush what the Magen Avraham says. It's logical. It's all the same. Just like by pickle and nice tummy, you cannot combine these two things together, different shim, you cannot combine a liquid and a salad when it comes to saying the mitzvah, the shem Hashem, to make a bracha acharon. Now that's really all the Magen Avraham says. The lot of the Mefarshim, they expand upon this very, very much. And they basically point us to other sugyas and shas that we have to pay attention to in making this halachic decision. Now, let's look at some of those cases. First of all, we can't ignore Mishnah and a sugya in Masechta Yoma. Masechta Yoma, this is a halacha. This, unfortunately, it's a woman halacha. Rabbanim of the Shalom, all people have to eat. People have to eat on Yom Kippur all the time. Very common. Doctor's orders. So, what do you do? So, the Rav says, you take two schnapps cups. And you stuff in as much food as you can stuff into the schnapps cup. And that's usually a little bit less than a kazayis. And you eat it.
Kosev's a beitza,
not a kazayis. And Yom Kippur, the shear is a large date. So larger shear, correct? It's not a kazayis, right? So kosev's a day. And then you wait 9 minutes. You wait 9 minutes and you take more. You can eat, you have a big meal. Believe me, you can fit a lot of food into a schnapps cup and do that multiple times during the day. You can have a very nice meal. And you have not violated any halacha min haTorah and you're safe. And that's what you do. And what about, I want to drink also, right? Next question that the person is throughout. I have to eat, but I want to take a drink also. Yeah, so just fill up another schnapps cup with liquid and every 9 minutes, take a shot. Every 9 minutes, you can have a drink. Next shayla. Can I have the liquid and the solid together? Do I have to wait 9 minutes between the achila and the shasiya? Or can I take them both together? You can have them both together. They're not mitzvah. So in other words, what the solution is, person who has to eat doctor's orders, you have two schnapps cups. One, you fill up with solid. You stuff in food, you press it down. As much food as you can, you shouldn't press too hard. But you can press a reasonable amount into the cup, and then you have another little cup, and you fill up with liquid, a drink, and you eat. Oh, but the two together is more than kichoseves sagas. It's a large date. There's a ferish mishnah. The mishnah says achila and shesia are not mitzvah. They're not mitzvah. So why isn't that relevant? Why does the Magen Avraham? Yes, can I really? It's a kasha, but why don't we bring that into the sugya of discussing? Bring that into our discussion. So the truth is, the Gemara there, Masechta Yoma, says that this chiddush of the mid, this is the mishnah. It's a ferish mishnah. It's not mitzvah. This awesome chiddush really depends on daf yud zayin in Masechta Yoma. Okay, coming up soon. And what does it say, Yud Zayin? Another sugya. And what's the other side? Again, I'm just trying to bring out different halach issues and just to sum up at the end. What is the end of Yud Zayin on Yud Zayin? Combining different objects, different items for tumah. In other words, human flesh, human basar. Person comes in contact with basar, what's the shear? The shear is a kazayis. Person touches basar of a human being, comes oil hames. Enter into the tent where there's a mace, he's tamei. For how long is he tamei? For 7 days. Does the entire body need to be present? No. It could be no flesh, as long as when it comes to bones, you have to have rov minyan of bones. But let's say this basar, this fresh, there is fresh basar from a human being, or a kazayis. How long is the person tamei? 7 days. What about a dead animal? How long is a person tamei if he makes contact with a dead animal? There's no oil, but this contact. How long is a person tamei if he touches the dead body? 1 day. Erev, until the evening. So it comes out, what's the shear? What is the shear for the veil of an animal? Same thing, kazayis. So the Gemara says, look at this. Human, you have to have a chazi zayis of human flesh, a chazi zayis of animal flesh. Do they combine? No. Why not? Even though they have the same shear of a kazayis, they have a different form of tumah. One is for 7 days, one is for 1 day. Okay, what about the veil of a sheretz, of one of the shmoina shratzim, the rodents, the eight shratzim? How long is a person tamei? 1 day. Identical to the basar of an animal. What's the shear for the dead rodent? An adosha, a lentil, much smaller than a kazayis. Can we combine a little bit less than a kazayis, a little bit less than a sheretz in order to make an adosha, a basar, to make a shear? No. Even though the tumah is for the same amount of time, for 1 day, but they have different shiurim. So the Mishnah, anything which has a different shear or has a different type of tumah, a different period of time, cannot be combined. The only time you combine something is where they have the same shear and they have the same form of tumah, then they can be combined. So the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah in Masech, the Gemara wants to say, this is the Gemara, this is really the complicated, this is the issue. The Mishnah there, which has a major ramifications for everything else, the Mishnah in Masech the Yom says clear as day that food and drink do not combine. The Gemara says, oh, you know why they don't combine? Because it's just, you know why? Because food has a shear of a kazayis. Oh, well, food, the reason why they don't combine is because foods have one shear and liquids have a different shear. Now, before you get into Yom Kippur, it depends on satisfaction, kaseva, sagasa. But basically, being that generally speaking, foods and liquids, generally speaking, in all other areas of halacha, have different shiurim, generally. So that's why they're not going to combine for Yom Kippur. Just like we find this statement is clearly made in Masechta Yoma with regard to the laws of Tumah, where they have different shiurim. The Gemara says, no, here's the clue. No. Don't bother me from Masechta Yoma. From Masechta Yoma. Don't mess with me. It's irrelevant what it says there, because Yom Kippur has its own concept called Yasuvei Daita. The shear for Yom Kippur is not a kazayis. It's a large date. Why? Because Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'inisem es nafshoi sechem. You have to torture yourself, afflict yourself. A person, if he eats a kazayis, he's still tortured. He's a tortured soul. He's hungry. The shear that a person, the amount of food a person needs to eat to take away his hunger pangs is, the shear is a large date. So being that Yom Kippur, you're dealing with the issue of satisfaction, a person is not satisfied if he eats two chatzi shiurim, liquids and solids together, even though together they make up a large date, does not give a person satisfaction. So Yom Kippur is in a world by itself. Yom Kippur depends on satisfaction. You will not derive satisfaction if you eat two. You'll eat and drink, even though together, the eating and the drinking together is more than the shear of a large date. It will still not give you satisfaction. And that is why it does not combine. It's not relevant the sugya in Masechta Me'ilah on Daf Yud Zayin that talks about Shi'urim, because Yom Kippur is in its own world. Now here's the big question. Here is the big question. When the Gemara says that it's not relevant, does the Gemara mean it's true, but it's still not relevant? Or the Gemara means it's not true? In other words, let's say Yom Kippur, there was not an issue of satisfaction. Would we be able to expand the idea, the concept of Shi'urim that is taught by Tumah to Yom Kippur, to other areas in Halach? Is it a true concept? There's a difference of Shi'ur. So this is a difference of opinion. Some say when the Gemara just said it's not relevant, the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not true. It is a principle which is 100% true. Anytime you have two items which have separate, different shiurim, they cannot be combined. And that really would have been a wonderful way to explain the Mishnah in the Masechta Yoma, why you cannot combine food and drink. It's just that we don't need it. It's wonderful, but you're overqualified. We don't need you for that here. We have another reason. The reason is because Yom Kippur depends on satisfaction. So it's true. What you said is absolutely true. We would gladly take you in and use this concept that one is a food, one is a drink, have different shiurim, and we would apply it here to explain why you can't. But we don't need, no thank you, because we have our own reason. We have another reason, it's satisfaction. That solves our problem. If that is correct, that it's a good yisod, let's now use that for a new area of halacha. The area of halacha of making a bracha. When you make a bracha, you have to thank Hashem for eating food. Can we combine a food and a drink? Well, guess what? A food and a drink have different shiurim. One is a salad, one is a kzayis, one is a revius. And we learned in Masechta Me'ilah the two cannot combine. So you cannot combine. Unless, of course, you'll join them together, you'll merge them, you'll soak it, you'll make it into one entity. When you make it into one entity, then the liquid takes on the nature of the solid, and it's like a moist solid where it's all one shiur of a kzayis. That's the difference. But it's separate. No. But if you learn Shah, the Gemara Masechta Yoma is when the Gemara rejects the comparisons, don't bring me any rayos from there. There, Yom Kippur has its set of rules, and Tumah has its set of rules. The rules of Tumah of one is a salad, one is different shiur, one is a shiur of an adosha, a lentil, and one is a shiur of a kazayis, different shiurim. That principle is only reserved for Tumah. But when it comes to other areas, we would apply it. We would drink together liquids and solids. Maybe when the Gemara rejects, the Gemara says, when it comes to Masechta Yoma, Yom Kippur, we have a concept of Yesuvei Daita. When it comes to laws of Tumah, there's a concept called the Shiurim. Don't mix and match. And the same way, I don't want to take your halacha for Tumah, you have no right to apply this concept of different shiurim, which is only explicitly mentioned in regard to Tumah V'Taira, and apply that to any area of halacha. And it may very well be when it comes to eating, when it comes to deriving benefit, and the requirement to make a bracha chrona on a solid and a liquid, maybe in a chanami you do combine a solid and a liquid. It's a different area of halacha. The Magen Avraham, obviously, just want to bring up the point, obviously holds, no, that's not correct. And Magen Avraham holds that we can extrapolate from Tumah V'Taira to the laws of a Baruch Achrona, that since each one has its own separate shiur, you cannot combine a solid and a liquid. Let me give you one other area of halacha. What about when it comes to a nazir? A nazir, this is halacha, a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but can have bread. Let's say the nazir takes his bread and soaks his bread in wine. The wine is not enough of a shir. It's pachas mikashir. He has to drink a revius of yayin. To be chayef for drinking wine. The bread, but with the bread, the bread now has absorbed the flavor of the yayin. So with the bread, he has now the shir. Do you combine the bread with the yayin? No, absolutely not. So there, you don't even combine the two when they're one, when they're merged. So there's Mepharshim who say, no, there it's very different. And this becomes another issue, another very problem. Because there, one is asur, one is mutter. They're different. The bread, the nazir is allowed to eat the bread, but the yayin he's not allowed to drink the yayin. So when you're dealing with two different things, one is usur, one is mutter, even when you bring the two together, we don't combine them to make up the shir, because you need a complete shir of isur. But based upon that, that opens up problems, because the Mefarshim want to say, you see from there another issue. When you're dealing with two different items, one is also one is mutter. Maybe if you have two different items that have different brachos, there should be a difference. If you have a solid, let's say you have a solid, and solid is a bracha shahak, and the liquid is a bar priagofen, or any scenario you'll come up with. Maybe the fact that each one has a different bracha, even when you merge them together, should prevent us from allowing them to combine. Just like we find by the Nazir, when you have one, being that one is also one is mutter, that is enough of a difference to say that the two cannot combine for one single shear. So we see that there are other things which make a difference. Maybe another thing to take into consideration about combining items, where the two items have different brachos. So then, maybe we can limit the law of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you can never combine a liquid and a solid to make the shear. The only time you combine the two together is only when you soak the solid in the liquid. When you bring them together, now it's called one mass, one entity. So now the two together can make up the shear. But let's say I have a situation where the solid and the liquid have different brachos. In a situation, you have to go couple of hilchos brachos, so the two do not combine. That's another whole shayla of hilchos brachos, where one is not going to become a bracha of the other. You have two things, a liquid, a solid. Each one is equally chashuv, and the two of them merge together in one unit. Each one is pachos mikashir. Together they make up a shir, and al pi halacha hilchos brachos, you'll have to make two separate brachos. So maybe in that case, they don't combine, because one is a liquid, one is a solid, each one is less than a shir. Very complicated question. I don't know what the answer is. Not clear what the answer is. Rav Moshe has another scenario. Let's say you have two. Rav Moshe says the other way around. Let's say you have two. Yeah, you have a vegetable soup. What bracha do you make on the vegetable soup? Bar Pri Adama. Let's say you have a hot potato and you make a Bar Pri Adama. Both of them have the same bracha. Same bracha. But one is a real solid and one is a liquid, and eat them separately. So maybe in this case, do you combine the two together? So what's the ikkar? Is the ikkar the bracha? Or is the ikkar one is a solid, one is a liquid, one has a shear of a kezayis, one has the shear of liquids, even though it's a vegetable soup, the bracha achronah for vegetable soup alone is the shear of a revius. It's not the shear of a kezayis, it's the liquid. A liquid which you make a adama. It's a liquid which you make a adama. You have to have a revius. So these are all many. I'm just showing you, I think Moshe says that it's posh, that they don't combine, because one is a solid, one is a liquid. Even though they have the same bracha, it doesn't matter. All I want to bring out is, you have over here, how many halachas, you have at least four different areas of halacha. We have the sugya of mi'ila, dealing with ma'ala b'chutz. Then we have the really five or six, mi'ala b'chutz. We have an area of halacha of pigol noisim etami, dealing with something which is completely awesome. We want to combine a chiyuv karis of a liquid with a solid. We have an area of halacha of a bracha acharona. You want to make a bracha acharona. What do you do? How you need a shear. We have the area of halacha of tumah. We want to combine a chatzi zayis of basar min hanes, chatzi adasha from a basar sheretz. Can you combine the two, so on and so forth? Layers of tumah. We have the area of a nazir. One thing is asur, one thing is mutter. Then we have, what are the factors? What are the parameters? What makes a difference? Is it that they have the same bracha? Is that enough to bring them together? Is it to bring together, we have to have the same shear. You have different shear, maybe that itself is already completely different. So these are all very different. One of the issue which also completely changes the equation entirely is that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger basically says there's no difference between, it's all the same shear. A solid is a kezayis, and a liquid is a revius. There's a lot more volume in a revius than in a solid. Why? Because he says it's the same shear. When the liquid congeals, when you remove a significant amount of moisture from a liquid, I mean, obviously it all varies on what you're dealing with, but in the general scheme of things, a liquid, when it solidifies, turns into a kezayis. Yayin, when you let the yayin sit in the sun and all the water goes out, it will turn into a solid in a congealed form. It's true, especially with blood. Blood congeals. So when you use blood, so it's all the same. So really, a kezayis and a reviz is all the same. So why do they combine according to Rabbi Akiva Eger? Teretz is, even though they're all the same in sheer, it's not different. The difference is, one is a solid, one is a liquid. The mitzvahs is the different items. One you eat, one you drink. So there are so many variables. That is all I want to bring out. There are so many areas in halacha, and there are so many variables. How do they all come together, halacha l'maisa? It's not very clear. It's not very clear. All we know with halacha l'maisa, you have to have one halacha, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah brings down. Solid and liquid, bottom line for our purposes, solid and liquid do not combine to make a bracha acharona. But if you soak them together, it appears it does not make a difference. The bracha factor does not make a difference. And if they merge together into one item, then you can make a bracha. And Yom HaKippur, that's a basic halacha, that a solid and a liquid do not combine. And because there is Yisurei Daita, and you're even allowed to drink and eat together for Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop.